FM 90.3 WJTL Rend Collective, Second Chance. Stephen Curtis Chapman, much of you prior to that. Good morning, it's 7:20.
For today, sunny, high of 35. Tonight, clear, low of 23. And for Winning Wednesday, mostly sunny, high in the upper 40s. It is currently 14 degrees in York and in Manheim.
This morning, our very special guest is Julie Phipps. Julie, the Dean of Students at Anchor Christian Academy. Good morning again,
Good
Julie.
Good morning.
So great to have you here. Tell us about Anchor.
Anchor is a university model school for grades 7 through 12. Students come to school Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday.
Okay, so you have school today.
We do have school today, yes.
Yeah, what's a school day look like at Anchor Christian Academy?
So we have 6 class periods, almost an hour long, and then we'll do 2 class periods and what we call gym time, but it's really secondary recess. You can't call it recess because they're too old for that.
Ah, right.
It's recess and then 2 class periods, lunch, 2 class periods, and we go home.
Nice. Yeah. So tell us about the teachers that are involved, because it's more of that university model. So tell us about those that you have there working with kids.
Sure. So the teachers are all professional teachers. And if you ask our families, that's the favorite thing they love about the school is the teachers, because they really get into the students. They just build such good relationships with them, and they're mentoring types of teachers. But we've got like a science teacher who loves the students, like to bring in the nastiest water they can find so that they can look at it under the microscope.
Study at it and see it. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And then our high school literature teacher, she's really good at looking at the worldview of all the different authors so that we're recognizing the messaging that's coming to us.
Right.
What's worldview under that? How does that compare to the Christian worldview and what we learn from scripture? Your history teacher, our American history teacher, is also a professional, or I don't know if they do it professionally, but he's a Civil War reenactor.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
So he'll come in character.
Yeah.
All dressed up and, often his rifle is up on the wall.
That's got to be fun
it
for
is
the kids.
A lot of fun.
Yeah, yeah. Kind of go back in time a bit. Mm-hmm. So they go to school Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and then they work at home oftentimes with parents Wednesday, Friday.
Right. And as the students get older and older, the parents are just there available if they've got questions.
But sure.
The idea is that it's a very easy transition then into a college environment. They've already got the independent learning skills. They've already got the time management. They know how to organize life in
yeah.
general.
And that's a big jump when a lot of students go to college, because it's such a different thing.
Right.
These students are already ahead of the ballgame.
They are. They are.
Yeah.
And parents love that flexibility too.
Sure.
The students, especially at the older levels, they'll do Monday, Wednesday, Friday classes, like college classes, because they're not, it just works well with our schedule.
Right.
Or maybe they'll work on Fridays and do their schoolwork on Saturdays.
Right.
There's just a lot of flexibility.
A lot of flexibility. If mm-hmm. folks want to come out and visit you, they could do that?
They can. We do a lot of campus tours to introduce, just let you know everything that we're doing.
And tell us where you're located again.
So we're on the east side of Lancaster, just off of Lampeter Road. But you can go to the website and sign up for any of the campus tours and different admissions events we have.
Check it out, anchorchristianacademy.org.
That's right.
Julie,
that's
thank right. you so much for visiting with us today. Great to see you again.
Yeah, thank you.
Tell everybody at Anchor we said hi.
We will.
All right, great. Back to the music we go. These are the Newsboys. This is I Am Free on WJTL. Good morning.